Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And I'd like to ask our listeners a question. Does this sound familiar? Your husband or boyfriend says he wants to make you happy, but when there's a problem, he seems oblivious. When you ask for his input on a decision, he says, it's up to you, and thinks he's showing you that he's not controlling and just doesn't understand why you're frustrated and you're losing respect for him. This happens all too often, and that's exactly why our guest today, Elliot Katz, wrote the book, Being the Strong Man a Woman Wants, Timeless Wisdom on Being a Man, which is being translated into 24 languages. And today, Elliot's going to share the insights about being a man that fathers used to teach their sons and how women can encourage the man in their life to be the kind of man they love and respect. So welcome, Elliot.
Good to be here.
Well, thank you for being here. And I guess the first question is, why are women frustrated with today's men?
Well, today's men have been, they've heard a lot of confusing messages about what their role about being a man is. They hear these ideas about being sensitive, developing your feminine side, not being controlling. And so they think they're being the nicest guys by not really stepping forward and showing leadership and taking charge and making decisions. You know, in my own journey of learning what it means to be a man, it was really fascinating how all these ideas that men have been told that we're trying so hard to make our women happy and that they're not happy. And when you listen to women, they say they're fed up with men who can't make decisions. I couldn't count the number of women, single women, who say they go out with a man on a date just for a cup of coffee. He can't make any decisions, but where to even go for a cup of coffee? He wants her to make all the decisions.
And women are frustrated with that. They want a man who will lead them, and not a man to put them down or anything like that, right? I mean, they want someone who can be, as you say, a strong man. What are those characteristics? What would you say are the top characteristics about being a man that women really want?
Well, I'd say the top three are showing leadership, making decisions, and taking responsibility. There's a big difference. You know, men think, oh, showing leadership, that's, I don't want to be controlling, but showing leadership and being controlling are opposites. The leader thinks about the greater good of his family, about his relationship. The controlling person is only thinking about themselves and they're very insecure. Make decisions. You know, women, you know, so often they'll ask their husband, their boyfriend, what do they think? And the man just thinks, oh, whatever you want, what you decide. And they think they're showing they're non-controlling. But to the woman, they're showing he can't even make a simple decision. How will he deal with a serious crisis that may come up in a family? And take responsibility. So often you hear men, they give in to what their wives want, even though they know it's wrong, and then they blame her. The worst thing, don't blame your wife, don't blame your girlfriend. Take responsibility. That people want a man who takes, they have no sympathy for a man who's whining that his wife or girlfriend did him wrong. Take responsibility. Do it. You know, if there's a problem, step forward and deal with it. Don't blame your wife.
And where along the line do you think men stop doing this and being this way? I know you said there's been some conflicting messages that they're getting, but when did this start happening?
I think we saw a lot of societal changes. A lot of boys today are not raised by fathers. They're in families that are divorced, and they have no fathers, or they hardly see their fathers, or their fathers work long hours, or fathers just thought, well, I'll leave raising the kids to my wife. And then they go to school, and most of their teachers are women, and they watch television, and most of the men on these television shows are buffoons and incompetent and need women to rescue them. So where is a man? A young man is supposed to learn what it means to be a man. You know, so often when I talk to young men, I tell them, you know, take charge. It's not about being controlling, but just don't be totally passive and oblivious. They say they've never heard this before. They've never had anyone tell them before. And it's, the interesting thing is when I tell young men, they often argue with me. Unfortunately, when I talk to groups, I like to talk with both men and women present so the women can say to the guys, yes, this is what we want. We want real men.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense that the guys would start arguing. See, that's really funny that they would argue with you. But how can a guy become a stronger man?
The key thing is start showing leadership. It's not about if you've been married 5 years and your wife makes all the decisions, don't start contradicting her and undermining her. That's just stupid. That's not showing leadership. But look for situations that need to be dealt with. Look for problems. You know, don't be oblivious. Step forward. You see a problem with your children, see a problem in your relationship. Do some research. Find a solution. Implement it. And just, you know, at first she may be shocked and ignore you because she's not used to you doing that, but just keep doing it. And then she'll start to admire you. You'll start to be her hero. That's what she wants. Just step forward, show leadership, and make decisions. If there's a situation, make a decision. If she calls you and says, what do you want for supper, chicken or fish? Don't say, oh, whatever you want, it doesn't matter. You decide. No, make a decision. It's not about the decision. It's about it makes her feel like she's with a man.
You know, that's a good point. I think that if you are in that situation and you have been letting your wife make a lot of decisions and take the lead on lots of things. I mean, even just asking her, how can I help in this initially, might be good too. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. Ask her how to help, but also just stepping forward. You know, I tell women similar things. When your husband asks you to make the decision, you know, you say, where do you want to go for supper? And he says, you decide. No, just say, no, I would like you to decide. And then don't say anything more. Just force him to decide. And also, you know, let them handle situations. If there's a problem, say, could you please handle this? But don't tell him what to do. And unless he's going to do something dangerous, don't contradict him, because that's what men, one of the reasons they avoid it is they're afraid of being criticized. As tough as they are, they're afraid of being criticized. So just let him handle it. Let him handle it. And then, you know, encourage him and praise him. If he made a good decision, if he handled the situation well, say, you know, tell him how much you appreciated how he handled it. And just, you know, you're just trying to encourage a change in behavior. So he needs positive reinforcements. And then he'll become stronger and have some backbone and start taking charge because he sees he can do it.
And is there anything else that women can do to help?
I think the main thing is just to encourage and not let them, like, you know, when they ask you to make the decision, just don't make it. Let them make the decision. That's sort of the main thing. And just keep encouraging that behavior. Just be supportive and encouraging.
Elliot, and do you have any lasting piece of advice for our listeners about how to be a stronger man for your wife?
Just realize that that's what she really wants. Just all these ideas we've heard over the past, you know, four decades, they really haven't worked. It really, she wants a man who's strong, who has a backbone, and who will step forward and deal with situations. She doesn't want a controlling tyrant, but this is what she really wants. And no matter what you see on television, just ignore it, because she really wants a real man. And ask her. She'll tell you. She really wants a real man. And just step forward. Show leadership. Do your best. Like, step forward. You know, this is what she wants. Show leadership. Make decisions. Take responsibility. Just keep it in mind that this is what she wants. And you know what? If you see men who are like that, just watch men who are effective. Watch men whose wives admire them and respect them and see that they do step forward and take charge. And, you know, I remember years ago, I used to think when I saw guys like that, oh, they were old-fashioned. They're not like the modern sensitive guy. But I see that, yeah, their wives respect them, that they take charge and make decisions. Really, watch people who do it well and do it.
Well, Elliot, you've given us a lot of great information. I appreciate you coming on our podcast series with us, and our listeners can learn more about Elliot Katz and his book, Being the Strong Man a Woman Wants, Timeless Wisdom on Being a Man, at his website, awardpress.com, and also, of course, the book is available from Amazon as well as bookstores. So again, thanks, Elliot, for being here.
Thank you, Stacey.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, and the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.